These are definitely not normal times. It is not business as usual. On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, I'm going to tell you how to market yourself, which is an amazing opportunity like I've never seen during this pandemic. You can and should be marketing, but this will kind of be your guide to marketing during a pandemic so you don't actually piss people off and ruin your brand.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 119 of the Massive Agent Podcast. What a freaking week. What a week. What a month. What a year. Like, March 2020 is going to go down in history as one of the craziest months of our entire lives. It just is. And then April, because April, as you know, has been canceled. April's pretty much been canceled. It's going to be a wild ride as well. But during all of this, guys, I am so on fire with excitement and optimism and just like there's so much damn opportunity. And those of you that are putting your foot on the gas and you're doing the right things and you're moving forward every day, you are going to thrive like you couldn't even believe. This crisis has been the catalyst to force so much change to happen so fast and so many people to realize that they need to change with it. And those who are there to take advantage of that in a positive way, guys, you could change your business and your lives and your careers forever. So I'm excited to talk to you about this today. If you're new to the show, welcome. My name is Dustin Brome, your host. I am the co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Real Estate's podcast network. This show is a proud founding member of the Industry Syndicate Network. I'm a national speaker when they're doing conferences on all things real estate marketing and podcasting. I'm a columnist every Friday afternoon. I do a column for Housing Wire, and I'm a realtor. I'm a realtor with EXP Realty in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I have been for over 9 years, and the founder of the Massive Agent Society, one agent per market lead gen training and coaching program. You can check that out at massiveagentsociety.com. Guys, I want to jump right into it. So I did an article for Housing Wire last week called An Agent's Guide to Marketing During a Pandemic. And if you've read it, great column. I mean, I'm pretty proud of it, but I wanted to do this podcast episode to just dive a hell of a lot deeper because, you know, 800 words, 900 words just doesn't do it justice because there's just so much going on. Before I do, quick thank you to everyone who's subscribed to the show, especially on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. Thank you so much. Whenever you subscribe to the show, you're making life easier on you. You don't have to remember that every Thursday morning a new episode comes out. You get a notification. And not only that, you're making your life easier, you're making my life easier by helping us to grow our audience and to be found by more people who are looking for great real estate podcasts. So if you have not yet, please go subscribe on whichever platform you listen, especially if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. And if you've already subscribed, go ahead and unsubscribe and subscribe again. From what I'm told, everything I've seen, that actually shows as a new subscription. So it helps us to show up higher in the rankings. It's kind of like podcast SEO, so to speak. And I mean, unless I'm taught otherwise, that's the way to do it is if somebody subscribed, have them resubscribe and it shows up as a new subscription. So thank you guys for doing that. I appreciate it. And everyone who's left a review as well. Love you guys. All right. Jumping into it. So as you know, these are not normal times. We cannot just do our marketing as usual. We can't just run the same old Facebook ads with the same marketing messaging. We can't do that because remember, emotions are heightened right now. Emotions are incredibly heightened. We have all these stresses. There's financial stress. There's the stress of the major disruption to our lives. If you're not used to working from home, now everyone in the household is working from home. The kids are all at home all day, every day. It's stressful as hell, even though, and guys, I'm going to touch a lot on the silver linings of this whole thing too, because there's so much good. There's so much good happening. There's so much positive. There's so many great things that are happening as a result of the bad things. Why the hell not focus on that stuff? Like, I do not understand those that are so doom and gloom and they're only focused on the negative stuff. There's plenty of that out there. And look, it's going to, as far as COVID-19 goes and cases and deaths, it's going to get worse. It's going to continue to get worse before it gets better. That's just the trajectory of the whole thing. And so that's there. If you want to focus on the negative, scary stuff, there's plenty of stuff out there for you to read. Just go to the Drudge Report, for God's sakes, or anywhere. Like, there's plenty of bad stuff. But why not also educate yourself on the great stuff that's happening and just be conscious of the great stuff that's happening in our own lives? So I mentioned in the middle of, you know, the heightened emotions by being stuck with your family all day, every day. Yes, that's stressful. It really is. But on the flip side to that, how awesome is it that now we can get closer to our kids, we can get closer to our spouses, we can get closer to our family, spend more time with them. And just when everyone's going through a hard, stressful time, there's this bonding that happens. There's like a deeper connection, a strengthening of the connection. And I know I'm getting kind of, getting a little Pollyanna or whatever you call it, but whatever. I've gotten closer to my wife during all of this. I've gotten closer to my kids. I've been enjoying spending a bit more time with them than normal. And it's been incredible, while at the same time you're like, oh my God, can you just go outside for an hour, please? So again, there's good and bad. So let's focus on the good stuff. That's great. Those of you that used to commute or, you know, used to spend a lot of time driving around, you're not doing that right now. You have extra time that you could spend building your business to reading, listening to podcasts, starting a podcast, learning a skill, taking a course, setting up that Facebook campaign you've been meaning to do forever. That's all good stuff, guys. And if you do those things, if you're catching up on your to-do list and implementing systems that you've always wanted to do, that is going to pay off. You may not feel like it right now, but I promise you, this is not going to last forever. This can't last forever. There's going to be some serious disruption to the housing market as people, millions of people, are losing jobs and not paying their bills. And I mean, it's going to have a terrible ripple effect. And mortgage companies are being disrupted by, you know, the Fed printing money and all this. And so that's making mortgage rates just go from, like, mortgage rates are out of control, up and down, up and down, up and down, like breakneck. It's nuts. So that's preventing a lot of people from buying right now, of course. There's also credit requirements. Government loans, FHA, VA, USDA. I've been paying attention loosely to what's going on with government loans. Some of these lenders are now increasing the credit requirements for FHA up to nearly 700 for a credit score. That's, imagine if you were about to buy, or maybe you are shopping for a home right now, you haven't locked in anything yet, and all of a sudden, and you have a 660 score, you know, which is well above what FHA used to be, so, and you thought you were good. Well, now all of a sudden you need a 700 or a 680. Now you can't buy. You're stuck in the process. You can't buy. This is going to have a negative impact on the housing market for sure, but that's okay. There's plenty of other people who we can help to navigate this crazy craziness. So remember, in your marketing, be sensitive to the heightened emotions out there. We just need to be careful not to, I mean, this is weird for me to say because you know that I shoot from the hip, I step on toes, I say insensitive shit quite often. And so even I'm a little bit more conscious to not be too provocative or to not, be careful with the humor. No, here's one of the silver linings of all this craziness. The memes that are coming out of this crisis are incredible. I mean, if we look back, our ancestors are going to be looking at it, they're like, hey, I think they just locked down society for the memes because the memes were just that good. So that could be. History will tell. The memes have been incredible. But you've got to be careful as a business person to not be too insensitive about that stuff because emotions and sensitivities are heightened. Everyone's on edge. Everyone is, you know, so consider that, okay? Consider that emotions are heightened. Any advertising that could be construed as like taking advantage of the pandemic for personal gain, you're going to want to be careful. You don't want to put something out like Grant Cardone with his hurricane sale a few years ago with The hurricane that just totally destroyed Houston. I forget the name of the hurricane, but during that he was running ads for the hurricane sale for like $10 off. And it was just so insensitive and bad. It's like, you're obviously using that to take advantage of the situation. And look, I'm a capitalist. I believe in capitalism for sure. He has the right to do it. Doesn't mean that he is insulated from the negative blowback or the negative PR that comes from it just for being a douche. So don't do that. Don't take advantage of the pandemic for personal gain. So just, and I'm not saying that you can't say anything or do anything or be helpful. People know when you're taking advantage. People know, like with the whole, if you buy your house with me, I will donate 10% of my commission to the United Way or whatever. Like, depending on the messaging of that, people are like, wow, that's, you're just using charity to try to sell more homes. I know a lot of agents who do that very successfully, and they are very genuine in that. Like, they really are like, hey, if you're going to buy a house and use me, I want to donate to this charity. So let's use some of that commission to do it. I understand that there's a right and a wrong way to present doing the same thing. It's all about the messaging, marketing. It's all about the marketing. So be very careful that what you're putting out there is not taking advantage of the pandemic for personal gain, because you could end up in a social media shitstorm. Yeah, I've seen some pretty bad stuff from agents out there lately. Just don't get too cute with it. Just be careful. Just be careful. A sense of humor is great. Seriously, a sense of humor is great. You should be having a sense of humor and showing personality. People want that escape. People want to laugh. People want to be happy right now more than ever, for sure. Do that. Just be careful. Just be sensitive. Focus on your neighborhood. Your marketing should really be focused on not trying to convince people that now is the best time to buy a house. There's never been a better time to buy a house. Well, first off, that's just bullshit. I mean, there's so much uncertainty right now that it may be a terrible time to buy a house. I mean, if you're taking the 20-year view of, you know, what it's going to be like 2040, yes, it was a wise decision to buy a house now versus 20 years from now, of course. But like right now, like April, the first week of April 2020 is the best time to buy a house ever. Come on, you don't know that. And so chill on that stuff, please. Focus on your neighborhood. What does your neighborhood need? What do your neighbors need? This is something that I screwed up when I first started. When I got into the business, I screwed up by not focusing on a small enough area. I thought, because of a scarcity mindset, I thought that focusing on Salt Lake City as a whole was better and I would get more business than focusing on just one town or one suburb in the Salt Lake City area. Even though I had mentors that are like, pick a farm area, pick a neighborhood, and focus all your marketing efforts on that, and you'll be successful. And I didn't believe it because I had a scarcity mindset. I thought, I was like, I can't. I need business. I need to close deals. I need income. Like, so why would I focus on a neighborhood when I can focus on the whole city? Well, the reason why, I didn't get this at the time, but the reason why is when you take like a 4-block radius versus a 4-mile radius, and all your marketing dollars and everything you do, and all your, if you're door knocking, if you're doing flyers, if you're doing postcards, if you're doing door hangers, whatever, Facebook ads even, if it's all concentrated on a small area, you can make a much bigger impact in that area. So you're going to have better results, as long as, you know, assuming your content and everything is good, you're going to have better results that way versus taking that same, let's say you're spending $500 a month on marketing stuff. That $500 in a 4-block radius is going to go a hell of a lot further than $500 spread out over a whole freaking city. So focus on your neighborhood. This is a great, like, even if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic, I'd be telling you to focus on a small area. But now more than ever, where can you make the biggest impact in helping people? It's your neighborhood, okay? Your neighborhood. Who needs what? Who needs toilet paper? Does anyone need prescriptions picked up? They can't leave the house because they're 80 years old and they don't want to risk going to the pharmacy to get their prescriptions. You can become a neighborhood leader, a neighborhood leader, and get your other neighbors to help and really create like a, this is a terrible term, but like a task force or a community group to just help people with what they need done to keep them safe, to get them the supplies that they need. Maybe they just need dinner. Maybe they're out of food, or they're just like, they need something different and they're just exhausted. They've been, I mean, who knows? If you can become that person for your street, your subdivision, your neighborhood, I promise you, not only are you doing a hell of a lot of good right now when people need it the most, but they're going to remember you. They will remember you as the person who helped, and you just happen to be a realtor. Once this passes, and it absolutely 1000% will, with certainty, this will pass, it's only a matter of how long. Is it another month? Is it another 2 months? Is it another 3 months? Who the hell knows? But it will pass. If you stood out as this lighthouse in the storm, so to speak, during a pandemic, during a crisis, when people are freaking out, they don't have toilet paper, they're running low on food and everything. If you can be the neighborhood leader in a Facebook group, maybe you create a Facebook group for your neighborhood. Maybe you just jump into one that already exists and just start helping and disseminating information and saying, hey, this store over here, they just stocked their shelves. They have water. They have frozen pizzas. They have toilet paper. This pharmacy, they just changed their hours over here. This one, they're letting seniors in between 8 and 9 a.m. Or Costco now has a policy where they're only letting 10 people in at a time, and you can only have 2 people per membership card. If you can just be the main source to disseminate that information, that, like, you're not out there, like, you're not a reporter, you're just gathering helpful information in one place and giving it out. Like, if you just do that, you're going to have a major impact. You're going to have a major, major impact. So if you use Nextdoor, if you use the Nextdoor app, perfect. Just stand up and be a leader. Don't worry about letting people know you're a realtor. God, for God's sakes, that's the worst thing you could do. Like, just help. Just help. Do it in a Facebook group, organize a group of neighbors, you know, offer to deliver extra bread, pasta, toilet paper, you know, go to the store for people, make videos to, you know, disseminate information, all that good stuff. And what that's going to require to know what people need is you need to listen first. You need to listen first. So listen and watch. What are people asking about? What kind of questions are they asking? What are they sharing? What types of information do people need to know? Maybe it's, where are the drive-through COVID-19 testing facilities? Where are those at? Or, you know, which food banks are open? Or, you know, what are people asking? What are they sharing? And then just find out what the needs are and figure out how you can help fill that need. And you can connect people with the information they're looking for. Maybe what that is you just find all the good news that's happening, all the great things, all the silver linings of local companies that are like closing down their production line and they're making masks and ventilators instead of the, you know, the children's clothing or the, you know, I saw one the other day, it was like feminine hygiene products. They completely shut down their production line and they're making masks now. So maybe you're just sharing about that, or maybe you're on Facebook and a local restaurant that's really struggling right now, they post a special. So maybe you share that. You share that and try to get exposure for them. That's a huge help to them right now. Just listen first. What do people need, and how can you give it to them? How can you provide that? Remember, video is powerful. Video is very, very powerful. If you have 16 different things that you want to, 16 different updates that you want to let your neighbors know about, well, you could just type a big long post for sure, which is, I mean, that's not a bad thing, but video is a great way to get everything out there concisely, and it lets people make a personal connection with you because they can see you and they can see how you say things. They can see your body language and they make a personal connection with you. So that's a very good thing if you're trying to help people and build a brand at the same time. There's nothing wrong with considering both at the same time. What the hell's wrong with that? You should be. Your business is your livelihood. Your business keeps your family fed. That's okay to focus on. That's okay to think about. It's okay for that to be your priority. While you can also help other people protect their livelihoods and feed their families as well. It's not an either or thing. And I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this mentality that you can only do one or the other. Bullcrap. And then lastly, make the content easy to share. Okay. So video obviously is easy to share. If you do these big long posts that are just super, super wordy, they're not very concise, and the information is just scattered in the text, that's hard to consume, first of all, and it's not as shareable because people want short little lists. They just want everything concise. So make it concise. Make lists. Do bullet points. Use emojis and create a list on a Facebook post or on LinkedIn or whatever. Make your content that's helpful. That's maybe it's a list of 10 stores that just restocked their toilet paper. Make it a list. Keep it concise. And then it's easier to share. You could also put that into a graphic. You can use Canva or whatever, Canva, Snappa, or the million other graphic design programs out there. Put those 10 stores that just restocked toilet paper, put those on a graphic and share that. It's make it easy to share, make it easy to consume, and make it easy to share. And then don't be shy with asking people to share it. Ask them to tag their friends. Ask them to share it. And sometimes they just need a little prompting to do it. I think that if you follow these principles here, focus on your neighborhood, listen first, be sensitive to heightened emotions, video is powerful, and make content easy to share, you're going to do very, very well. There will be a time and a place to eventually get back to the more traditional forms of real estate marketing, where it's now's the best time to buy a house and here's why I'm the greatest realtor ever. Well, the more effective way to accomplish that goal is to be known in your community. People remember you in a positive way. They've seen you everywhere. You've helped them somehow. I cannot think of a better time in our history to step in and be that help, to be that leader, to be the lighthouse in the storm. It's just, I think for a lot of us, and a lot of you guys listening, it's just letting go of this need that we have to grow our business, right? Realize and have faith that by doing these helpful things and being a leader right now when people need a leader the most, look, we have leaders at the national level. We have leaders at the state level. We have leaders at the city level. Who's your neighborhood leader? Who is it? If you have one, fantastic. If somebody comes to mind as the leader in the neighborhood, great. How can you help them? How can you become another leader? But chances are you don't have anyone that comes to mind. You want to be the one who comes to mind when your neighbors are asked, who's the leader of the neighborhood? Now's your chance to be that leader. Do these things. Be helpful. Forget about this, I need to convert people, or I need to capture their contact info, or any of this stuff. Yes, you can have your Facebook pixel and custom audiences that are tracking anyone who engages with your posts. Yes, you should do those things. But don't worry about like having somebody opt in with give their email address in order to get a list of 5 restaurants that are doing takeout or that are doing free meals for kids or something. Are you kidding me? Now's not the time to prevent people from getting information. It's not. Stop it. If you are jumping in between somebody getting very helpful information, now is the worst possible time to do that. Don't do that. There's plenty of time to do that crap later on. Now's not the time. Remove the barriers from helping people. Don't add friction. Don't add barriers. Do not make it harder to help people. Do not make it harder for them to get the information or help they need. Make it easier. That is what will grow your business. That is what will grow your brand. Guys, now's the time. Do not sit on the sidelines. Do not play it safe. Step on the gas, but do the right things. Facebook ads, absolutely, probably the best time I've ever seen to run Facebook ads. And the best time to learn it, because your competitors aren't. They're pausing their ads. They're not spending money. Learn it. If you're a member of our Massive Agent Society program, great. If you find something else that works for you that teaches you what you need to know, fantastic. Whatever. Just do it. Do the stuff. Okay. Do it now while you have this unique opportunity, because 2 or 3 months from now, the opportunity is going to be gone and you're going to be like, damn it. I wish I would have taken advantage of that downtime. I wish I would have taken advantage of that weird period of time where everyone was just kind of like walking around dazed. Well, I'm not dazed. I'm putting my freaking pedal. I almost said a really lame analogy with, you know, pedal to the metal. I am putting my foot on the gas right now more than ever. I think you could feel the excitement and the emotion in my voice. Like I'm so freaking excited about what's going on right now, because I can make it a bigger impact than I've ever made before. Something that I'm seeing right now, and this is a trend that has been happening, but this current crisis and everyone being told to shelter in place and stay home, it's really just been the catalyst for this to explode. I've been working virtually for a long time, for years. I work from home and I do everything online. I do everything paperless. That's just how I've done business. Well, a lot of agents haven't. They still have paper contracts. They still work from an office. They still do all these things. Well, now they and some of you listening know exactly what I'm talking about. Now you're like, shit, I'm behind. Now I have to all of a sudden play catch up and learn how to be virtual, learn how to be paperless, learn how to work from home. You have to now learn all that stuff in addition to making other adjustments. I'm sorry if you were stuck and you were behind, but a lot of us were already working from home. The fact of the matter is, and this is what's crazy, something that I'm super stoked about. I've had more agents that I've spoken to in the last week and a half to 2 weeks about eXp Realty because now they realize how much it makes sense to be 100% virtual and to have super low fees and to have additional revenue streams outside of just commission checks. They're realizing the value of it now all of a sudden, and we're going to see numbers. We're going to see growth from eXp Realty like nothing we've ever seen. I'm feeling it in my business every single day. I've talked to a lot of you guys about it. A lot of you guys have already made the decision to switch over, and a lot of you will in coming weeks. It's so exciting. That's one of those silver linings because I knew where the industry was going. I knew what agents wanted if they would just like remove the if agents would just like take the damn team jersey off, you know, that brokerage team, like I'm the red team, I'm the blue team, and their jersey's just on too tight and they can't really think about what they really want. You know, they think about what they want within the confines of what their brokerage provides them. You know what I mean? But I think now people are like, screw this. I guess I don't need an office. What the hell am I paying a desk fee for? I don't actually need to be there because I'm doing just fine at home. I'm doing just fine on my own. But this crisis has been this catalyst. It's lit a match where the industry, boom, like fast forward, everyone's virtual, everyone's paperless, everyone's figuring out ways to do virtual open houses, and it's just exciting. And there's only a couple brokerages that are built for that. Thank God I, you know, kind of saw where the industry was going and chose wisely and made a decision and educated myself and picked. And a lot of you guys are. So that's going to continue. It's just crazy. I've never seen a better time and a more exciting time and more growth in eXp Realty than the last week and a half to 2 weeks. And the next month, I think, is going to be insanity. So if you're one of those, it's like, you know what? That does sound kind of good. Maybe I don't actually need to pay desk fees in an office that I don't really need. And you want to find out what's up. This is all I'm going to say, and then I'll wrap this up. Go to massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. Watch that video. It's like 20, 25 minutes. Okay. Watch that video that explains the business model. Right below it on that page is I've embedded my Calendly calendar scheduler. Isn't that the worst business name? Calendly? Because it's so hard to say. It's like Cowardly Lion or something. Calendly, I've embedded that so you can schedule a Zoom call with me to follow up, to talk details, to find out what I offer and you know, what I provide above and beyond just the business model to those who join my team in particular. By the way, Massive Agent Society membership, among other things. So you can do that all there, massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. Just learn about it. Just see what's up. Open your mind for a second and realize there's a reason why it's growing so damn fast right now. And realize maybe you might want to find out. So go do that. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it as always. Stay safe. Take care of yourself. Take care of your neighbors. Take care of your family. Take advantage of the opportunities that we have. It's so exciting right now. I'm seeing so much growth happen, but you have to actually make decisions, move forward, and maybe do some new things. Please do those things. Please, I want to hear that 6 months from now, this crisis completely transformed your life for the better. I'd love to hear that from you 6 months from now. Thank you guys for listening. Take care. Go sell some homes. Go grow your business. Take care.